This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held delegation-level talks with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at his official residence in New Delhi. Briefing media about the outcomes of the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, agreements were signed in the field of strategic defence partnership, joint initiatives on space infrastructure development and its commercialization, and UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera, Gujarat.
A letter of intent was signed on the UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera in Gujarat. This is a mega partnership initiative that will look at the establishment of an international airport, a pilot training school, an MRO facility, a greenfield port, a smart urban township, as well as projects related to railway connectivity and energy infrastructure.
BJP Working President Nitin Naveen is set to become the new national president of the party. BJP's National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced that only Mr. Naveen's name was proposed for the post of BJP National President. However, the formal announcement on his election as a new national president will be made tomorrow. Dr. Lakshman said all 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favor of Naveen for the post of national president. On scrutiny, all sets of nomination papers were found valid. President BJP of National JP Nadda and National Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and other members of the party parliamentary board proposed the name of the Nitin Naveen for the post. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to display the names of voters categorized under the logical discrepancies list during the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. The Apex Court was hearing pleas alleging arbitrariness and procedural irregularities in the ongoing SIR exercise in West Bengal, noting that 1 crore 25 lakh voters in the state figured on the logical discrepancies list. A three-judge bench said those likely to be affected by SIR drive should be allowed to submit their documents on objections. The bench observed that the SIR process in West Bengal should be transparent and not cause inconvenience. The Supreme Court has raised concern over exorbitant rise in airfares during festivals. The Apex Court said it would interfere with the unpredictable fluctuations in airfare. Hearing a PIL, the court termed the exorbitant rise of airfares by airlines as exploitation and asked the Centre and the Directorate General of the Civil Aviation to file their replies. The Supreme Court has listed the matter for further hearing on 23rd of next month. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth projection by 0.7% to 7.3%. In the World Economic Outlook update, IMF said upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-27, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. In Jammu and Kashmir, a paratrooper who was critically injured in the gunfight between security forces and terrorists in Chetru area of Kishtwar district succumbed to his injuries. The massive search operation to track down terrorists suspected to be hiding in the upper reaches of the district entered its second day today. The operation launched yesterday led to a gunfight in which 8 security personnel were injured after terrorists hurled a grenade. In WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants have won the toss and put Royal Challengers Bengaluru to bat first at Vadodara. RCB were 54 for 2 in 7.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of the news bulletin.